waiting for the ink to dry. Wondering why I didn't think to try to mitigate my indiscretions with a vague reply. Just a little misdirection to assuage the eye. Waiting for the phone to ring to redistribute all this weight that I've been shouldering. Brother, I shit you not, I'm buckling under 80 ppi of stress. And at the risk of sounding acquiescent, I confess it was me on your bed with my hand on your leg, staring at your restless body as you slept. As you turned on your side, something gleamed in your eye, and you focused your gaze on me as you wept. It's no surprise, behold the power of illusion. For you it's just confusion, for me it's a way of life. But the methods I've been using have steadily been losing their effect on your mind. So I'm waiting for the day to break, to see if I can brave another grave mistake. And as the blue-gray dawn descends, I link my hands and cauterize my wounds. Exhale 3 days of breath and watch the lies balloon. And then I'm waiting for the night to come. Although to be quite frank, I don't know what I'm hiding from. I've got no secrets left to lend me any solipsistic sense of self. And boring open books don't always sell so well. So I sleep on the floor till a knock on my door, and your nervous shuffling sneakers wake me up. So come in, have a seat, I've chilled out since last week. But what a lark it was to be a crazy fuck for just one night. I gave myself over.